And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick is ill, and Corey's enjoying some time off, so it's me and Art. Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher here on Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show. We're having a super fun time talking fishing, and as good as this fishing is. Art, is this probably one of the best summers we've had in a very long time as far as quantity and quality of fish?
Well, I think it's really good. It's really, you know, I mean, every summer is good, Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I couldn't say that it's one of the best. I think that it's
pretty good, though.
It's really good, and we've had some, you know, I mean, consistently,
yeah.
You know, there's fish out there. We're on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
and that's the thing about this.
It's great fishing. Get out there and get in on it. And,
yeah.
You know, if you haven't made a reservation and you want to go with us, you can get on a wait list by booking online or calling the office. But, yeah, there's some excellent opportunities right now.
How often do you get people on your wait list on the boat?
Celia's been... Poor thing, her and Aaron have been kind of on the ropes because we are getting last-minute cancellations and refilling spots off the wait list. So
it happens.
Busy. It happens. Yeah, it does.
So the best thing to do to get on a wait list is just to call the Searcher office.
Yeah, I would. Yep.
Yeah. Look online, searchersportfishing.com.
Yeah, if there's a trip that you want to go on that's full, then get on the wait list. You know.
And you can actually book the wait list online.
You can.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then if you get you'll get a phone call.
Hey, we had a cancellation. Your next up on the wait list. Can you go?
Yeah. All right. Great. All right. Hey, you want to join us? You can join us at 213-432-1090. Andrew's manning the phones today. Great to have Andrew back. You'll be talking to Andrew. The phones are filled right now, but keep on trying. You'll be able to get through. And also, you can always text the show only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Download the app, text the show, and we're taking as many texts as we can this morning. And we're giving away a $100 gift certificate for Cal's Custom Reels for reel repair service by Cal, which you can't get any better than that. So let's jump into those jam-packed phones. Steven from Fairfield, you're next up. Steven, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Great show. Always
Thank
love
you.
Listening to you guys. And I have two questions for Captain Art. But first, I wanted to congratulate him on the 40 years of service of operating the Searcher and providing public access to the fisheries out there. And thank him for the Tackle Tip Thursdays, which have greatly helped me prepare for my trip that I'm joining with you for my first San Diego trip on Wednesday. So,
thanks, Steve.
Captain, as a result of me watching those Tackle Tip Thursdays, I've picked up some gear, but I don't know if I picked up everything I need for this Wednesday's trip. So, two questions. One, are you going to join me on Wednesday? And two, who can check my gear to make sure I got everything I need?
Mike will be running the boat, so I won't be there. I'll be there when you get there and when you get back to help load and offload and that sort of thing. And, you know, when you get on the boat, any one of the crew, Sean or Ryan or Shane or Justin or Nico, Caden, any one of the guys, you know, just say, hey, I just acquired this gear, and can you help me get set up? You know, we do an introductory meeting with emergency safety stuff, go over all the safety stuff on board the boat, and then, you know, there's a tackle seminar, and then you have time after the tackle seminar to make sure that you're rigged correctly, and the crew is out there, you know, they're there, available, until you get to the fishing grounds to make sure that you're set up correctly, make sure that your hooks are tied correctly, that your drag setting is key. Make sure that your drag is set correctly. So anybody in the crew, just say, hey, can you check my gear? And they want you to catch something, so they're there to help.
Yeah, well, that's great. And if you forgot it, the searcher has a tackle shop
basically
on the boat,
yeah,
that you can come, that,
yep,
you, that they'll fill in the gaps of what you don't have.
Yeah, or loaner tackle. If for some reason you don't have the right outfit, then we probably have it on board that you can borrow.
Steve, I'd say your timing is very, very good. Did you make your reservations with the processor?
Yes, sir, yes. I did. And follow the tackle Thursday to the T. Those things are the bomb, man. I really appreciate those, Art. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. It's been a great effort on Celia and Aaron's part there to get Tackle Tip Thursdays, and
she does a great,
I think,
show.
we're approaching 200 of,
wow,
those Tackle Tip Thursdays now, so it's been going on for a while, and thank you for the kind words.
Hey, have a great trip, Stephen. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Tackle Tip Thursday, how do we get it?
YouTube.
Okay.
Go to Search or Sport Fishing on YouTube, and you can get it, or, you know, on Thursday, it's posted on the website.
Okay, so
yep,
if you go to
searchorsportfishing.com, yep,
there's a link right to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, and you give different, well, it's not just you, but it's a lot of different people give different,
yeah,
tips.
Yeah, guys,
right,
from Fisherman's Landing Tackle help us out. They do rigging, and, you know, Rick just did one on Costa Del Mar sunglasses, how to pick the right pair of sunglasses.
Wow.
There's just, you know, the information is abundant on connections, lures, rods and reels, just anything that you can think of as far as instructional videos on how to. It's Tackle Tip Thursday.
Yeah.
Search your sport fishing on YouTube, and you can view all 200 of them. I mean, they're accessible.
The thing is that is such a difficult service to do that every week, but you guys do such a great job, and thank you for that. And thanks,
yeah,
for
it's
all
our pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Really well worth checking out. I learned a lot from them, too.
Good.
Sure.
And you've done them, so thank,
absolutely,
you for helping us out.
Yeah, well, you know, once in a while, I got to get somebody to do it, right? Hey, I want to mention Jeff and Mission Viejo sent us a text through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and he says, I'd like to book a trip on the Searcher. How many heads and showers does the boat have? So kind of give us a rundown on the accommodations, the staterooms, the showers, and all that kind of stuff.
So we have 14 cabins. They're all air-conditioned. There's freshwater basins in each room, and there's a 110-volt outlet down there. And so we have four bathrooms. Two have showers. Two are basically half baths with just, you know, toilets and wash basins. So there's two heads that have showers. And, you know, the galley can seat 30 people. It's a little cramped with 30 people, but there's five tables, and so we can just about fit everybody at one seating for meals. And so that's the basic accommodations on board the boat, yeah.
Yeah, and what's really cool is you have a variety of trips from ultra-limited load to limited, mm-hmm, load to regular trips. So kind of the regular load is what, 27?
Yeah, 27.
27,
yeah.
And that's like the most you'll see on the boat.
Yeah, 28 on a day-and-a-half trip.
On a,
yeah,
day-and-a-half trip.
Yeah.
And then limited load is what?
24 or 18 passengers.
And then ultra-limited load?
14 passengers, so everybody gets their own cabin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, those are popular.
Super popular. So,
yeah,
if you want a book of those, you better,
yeah,
get on it,
wait,
for next,
yeah,
year, right,
mm-hmm,
for 2023.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones. John and Escondido, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
What's the longest trip that you do? And I'm finding out that my regular boats that I fish on, they're all booked up even into 2024, so I need to find a new place to go and try. So I was thinking about your boat.
8-day trips are the longest trips that we do, 8 days.
8 days.
Yeah.
And when do you do those? In the fall?
We have one in at the end of July, and then primarily it's, you know, October, November.
Yeah. All right. Hey, great.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate the call this morning. Yeah, great text here from, this is from Phil from Costa Mesa, and he says, ask Art to discuss the changes in the galley team, which we already did a little bit. Dan is a classic, and his food just got even better. Love the crew, and love the crew that stays with you, too. And that's the important thing,
Dan's
too.
Been there for at least 12 or 13 years now. Kenny is, you know, he's kind of the relief guy. Kenny Merrill, we go back to junior high together, so we known each other for a really long time. And then, so yeah, Dan is been there for a long time in the galley, and Josh is new to us this year. He's trained, has a degree from Culinary Arts Institute, and does a fantastic job, and he's really close friends with Mike Totter, the captain, so they're a team. And then when Josh is off, we have Christine that comes in and helps us out for 1 week a month, so that Josh can get some time off, and then we put one of the guys off of the deck in the galley when Dan's off to help Josh. And so, you know, they do a great job, and quality ingredients, that's the key, right? And,
yeah.
So we've got a great team in the galley.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. And I think he also made a point, too, of saying that your crew stays with you. And there's a reason for that, because you and Celia take really good care of them.
Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, they're family. They're a team.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get somebody that's really, really good. We do our best to make sure that they're taken care of. We have, you know, health insurance plan, and we have a retirement plan that they can participate in it. So
nice.
And it's not just about compensation. It's just, you know, Celia and I are good people, and
right.
We treat people the way that we want to be treated. And so, you know, they're quality people. They have to be. If
yeah.
they're not, then they don't last
they
very
don't
long.
Last. Yeah, for sure, on a quality operation.
Yeah.
The searcher, for sure. All right. Next up, Bruce in Lemon Grove. You're up there, Bruce. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, Pete, this question's for you. I'm heading down to Cedros on Monday, tomorrow. And you got any
good
tips
luck.
For me, buddy?
Well, Ricky said they were really in the surface iron. So make sure you have a grob that you really like throwing surface iron on. Trinidad 20. Ricky likes throwing mono. I kind of like throwing my favorite surface iron rod and reel is a Trex 500 and an 8.5, 9 foot, or actually a 9 foot Termar rod. That's my favorite surface iron setup. But I'm a little older, and that's a little easier to throw for me. But either a Trex 500 or and I fill that with an 80 pound Power Pro on the Trex 500, or a Trinidad 20 with like 40 pound mono. Art, surface iron fishing, what do you recommend?
Wow, straight 40 pound and Trinidad would work great. Yeah, that's a great setup.
Yeah,
and you know, spend a little time. Don't just grab the first Tatty 45 that's on the shelf. You know that. You know, take a little time and check out the lures. And if you find one that's a little bit different, you know, it's got a scratch in it, or there's, you know, it just looks a little different to you, that's the one that you want to buy, because
okay.
that one's got maybe just a little extra kick that all the standard Tatty 45s or Salus 7X sardines color, you know, something that's got an abnormal anything to it. Yeah,
something
different.
That makes it
yeah,
different.
It'll
yeah.
just make it kick a little different than, you know, yellows are reactionary fish, and so, you know, that's something that I would, you know, spend a little time looking at the lures
yeah.
before you buy one.
And getting some help from somebody who knows how to pick out a good lure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned earlier about the yellowtail fishing on the kelps here, and it's the same would hold true for Cedros, too. Yo-yo fishing.
Yo-yo fishing.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah. So what's a good yo-yo setup?
Well, you know, you want 60 pound and a 2-speed reel and with high speed ratio. So, you know, Talica 20 or something like that.
Okay.
With you can have 80 or 100 pound braid and then put a 60 or an 80-pound top shot on that and just tie your lure straight to it. You don't need any fluorocarbon or anything like that. And, you know, have a selection of blue and white or, you know, whatever you call you want to call
scrambled egg,
blue and white, is the universal lure for yo-yo fishing. And, you know, have small ones like 6X Junior, Salus 6X Junior, or the standard 6X because it's a little heavier.
Have them both.
Have them both. That way, if it's windy or there's a lot of current and you can't get all the way to the bottom with your 6X Junior, if you have the standard 6X, it's a couple ounces heavier, and so it'll get you to the bottom, and that can be a key for you too.
Okay, those are very, very good hints. And then of course there's possibly a live bait, so take a selection of hooks with you and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure that you know, take some bait catchers too, so that you can help resupply the bait.
Good point.
I'm sure that those
bait
guys
catcher
are...
and some lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want a bottom, Ricky was talking about how phenomenal the bottom fishing was, too, if you wanted to take a little bit of lead with you, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Halibut fishing was really good. So you're going to catch some fish.
Yeah.
Have a great time. And I know Rosie will do a great job of greeting you there at CBX and getting you down there easy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And give us a report when you get back. Here's a great text from Brian in Wildermar. He wants to know that the Searcher still does wildlife and bird trips.
We do. We have an offshore bird watching trip. It's Labor Day week that's, you know, been going now for over 20 years. So we're doing offshore bird watching trips for those listers that want to find the rarity offshore that need to add to their species list. And then in February, March, and April, we do wildlife trips, whales and dolphins and birds and hiking and snorkeling to Baja. So it's a trip that goes down the Pacific side of the Baja Peninsula and up into the southern Sea of Cortez. It's 12 days long.
Wow.
And terminates in Cabo San Lucas. Yeah, if you're into whales and just the ocean in general, and you like to do a little hiking and snorkeling, then it's a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Baja has a lot to offer.
Oh, incredible. What is on one of those wildlife whale and bird watching trips? What's one of the most memorable things you've ever seen?
Oh, you know, we've watched a pod of orcas, you know, kill and consume a small baleen whale. That's probably one of the highlights. You know, anytime you get to see a blue whale.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the largest animal on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And we have several opportunities to see that. So, you know, watching blue whales is pretty spectacular. I mean, there's 15 different species of cetaceans, whales, that you have an opportunity to look at. So.
Wow. I know you've told me seeing giant pods of sperm whales, too, down in the Sea of Cortez. That's quite a sight, right?
It is. It is. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to talk about with the – and you can go to BajaWhale.com.
BajaWhale.com
is our website for those natural history trips.
And that's how you book a trip to go do that.
Yeah.
You take the family on it.
Sure, absolutely.
Two families go?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah? All right. Yeah. Cool. Do you actually get to get on some of the islands and view?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, then we get on some of the islands in the southern Sea of Cortez, and we visit San Benitos on the Pacific side, and then we go into Laguna San Ignacio and go ashore there and see some, you know, virgin beaches and visit the gray
whales.
Yeah, at times.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity to have a close encounter. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Very good.
Yep.
I guess you're not supposed to pet them, right?
No, you can.
Oh, you can? Sure.
All right. Yeah, they come see you.
Oh, okay. That sounds so cool. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is here. And this report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best fish processing for your fish. When your trip returns, there's no question, it's Fisherman's Processing. Long-range, local, private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, all their smoked cheeses, their tuna burgers, and poke kits. Stop by their location location in Old Town on Taylor Street, and check out that market. And call for details. Order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And I also want to mention, like I said yesterday, be sure that you book your processing when you book your trip, like Art's been talking about that with Fisherman's Processing. And if you have any questions or booking processing right now, they're not really taking phone calls. They're too busy. So text that number for Fisherman's Processing, and they'll get back to you if you send them a text. So that would be the best way to get a hold of Fisherman's Processing right now. At their general number, just send them a text, and they'll do their best to get back to you as soon as possible. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, Art. Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Thanks for
joining us. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. The fishing this week has just been nothing but incredible. And we have a little pause here right now, but we won't talk about that. We'll talk about the incredible fishing. So, Catalina, been really, really consistent, very, very good calico bass fishing. If you can find any condition at all, any type of trickle or current, it's full speed calico bass fishing with mix of barracuda, bonita, and some of that smaller great yellowtail. But Catalina's been just on fire as far as consistent. Go catch some fish. You don't have to burn a phenomenal amount of fuel, and that's a big deal right now with this fuel price. So Catalina's been like the place that most of my clients have been hanging out and catching fish and having a good time. On the backside of Catalina, it starts right on the east end. It goes all the way up to the 499, the snail, outside the Farnsworth. That bluefin has just been the most incredible big fish fishing of the year. This last week was just insane big fish fishing. Lots of 200-pound-plus fish for the private boater guys. And Lawrence was over there yesterday on the Legend, and they got back to the basics, Pete, and they were dragging that rubber flying fish around. And they were, you won't believe it, but they were actually catching fish on it.
No.
Hard to believe.
You on the
have
yummy,
to have
huh?
a bad Mac. Yeah, you didn't have to have a bad Mac. You didn't have to troll at 12 knots. Something that I was talking to one of my clients about last night, and Art will back me up on this, 12 knots is probably the worst speed on any boat on the planet to troll at, because that is the worst fuel economy you could possibly have. And that's what they're biting, 12 knots. It's like, come on, really? The highest price fuel we've ever had, and now we're going to burn the most fuel to get a bite? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So it's good to know they're still biting rubber flying fish. They're biting the dead flying fish. They're biting the flat balls, the poppers. They've been biting. They just been biting.
Yeah.
And then that yellowtail and dorado on the kelp patty, I mean, come on. Look at the quality. Everybody over the last few years, like, oh, my God. All we're catching is rat yellows. I can't believe it's just straight rat. Well, it's not that anymore. It's all 12 to 15 to 20-pound fish on the kelp patties with fish pushing that 30-pound in. Man, the Fury had some phenomenal pictures they posted of just acres of fish on the kelp patties and off the sides of it, just yellowtail everywhere. It's just, it's a great time to be a fisherman in Southern California. That's all I can say.
No kidding. And FishDope.com has all your information that you need. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, it's pretty hard to not see me as far as social media goes. Any social media platform from TikTok to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, your saltwater guy. I put three brand new videos out every single day on social media. And then you can also check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. If you don't want to have to follow the searcher around all day, you can actually go find your own fish. Just go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we'll show you how to catch fish without following sport boats.
Perfect. All right, Captain Dave, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, appreciate that very much. And that report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives for the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series now at Fisherman's Processing. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. You want to get through. There's one line open. Andrew's waiting for your call, 213-432-1090. Rich from Camarillo, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning, everyone. I have a question for Captain Taylor, but first I want to tell a little story. In 1980, I went out on the searcher to go Alcott fishing on the 60-mile bank, and I just happened to take a live bait stick with me and caught my first bluefin. They showed up while we were out there rock cod fishing, and I wanted to just share that my first bluefin was on the searcher. My question is, thank you. My question is, since the advent of braided line, we're able to go to smaller reels to catch these big fish on the long range trips. Why didn't they ever use hollow core Dacron back in those days?
It's a good question. You know, it was a line capacity. The braid thing is all about line capacity, and I think that hollow cord Dacron didn't allow for the line capacity, and so it was difficult to use. So that's probably the reason. You know, it was the same diameter as monofilament, so you weren't able to get use the smaller reel and the braided line and increase your line capacity. So I would say that was the reason.
And back before monofilament, Dacron kind of was the thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
it was.
Do you remember those days?
No, that's before my time. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Well, I am almost that old. Because I remember when I was a little kid, we were fishing out of the San Diego Marlin Club. Marlin, we used to fish with Dacron.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. But it's super thick.
Yeah.
And
it's
very,
a line capacity
thick.
Thing.
And also not nearly as strong as Power Pro or the Spectra Fibers.
Right.
So, all right. Hope that answers your call. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more of your text for Captain Art Taylor, the searcher. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boats. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. A great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Welcome to the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. And next week's shows, a couple of good shows. I'll be at Queen Charlotte Safaris with Captain Bob Fletcher and
so
Gus
awesome.
From Burbank and a whole group of Let's Talk Hookup listeners and with the lovely Valerie up there at her beautiful lodge at Queen Charlotte Safaris. And Corey and Rick will be back next Saturday. Next Saturday, Wayne from CCA is going to to be here to talk about all the great stuff that CCA is doing for fishermen. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune will be here. So you'll want to be sure to tune in next Saturday and Sunday. I'll try and call in from Queen Charlotte, give you a little report up there from that beautiful lodge up there in British Columbia. But that's going to be a couple of great shows. 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. And I want to mention a great text here. Let me bring it up here, kind of doing all the stuff here this morning. So lots of hands going on here. Mike from Hermosa Beach wants to is going on the Uranga Memorial trip. Is for this a three-day trip? And are you going on kelp trip? Are you going to go after bluefin? He wants to know what tackle to get ready. And, of course, that's the memorial trip for our good friend Captain Potato Head, Dick Uranga, right?
Yeah.
And you still do
I think I'd bring tackle for both kelp patch fishing and bluefin tuna fishing. There's opportunities for both. So I would make sure that I have a light outfit, 25 or 30 pounds, so that you can fly line a sardine, and you can bring a 40 to 60 pound outfit that you could on a kelp patty. You could use a yo-yo lure, and then bring a heavy outfit for flatfall fishing. So I would make sure I'd have both.
Like, what's a heavy outfit?
80 to 100 pound.
Okay.
You know?
Bigger reel, Talica 20,
Talica
25.
20, yep. Something that, has a two-speed with a rail rod. And, you know, that way if you hook a 100-pounder or bigger, then you have the right gear.
Yeah. Now, are you guys fishing the kites? I mean, the stuff's starting to bite the kite a little bit. Are you guys doing that?
You know, it's kind of been we haven't been yet because we haven't had to.
Yeah, it's been so good,
right? You know, there's been opportunities at night with, you know, flat falling and that sort of thing. But that's definitely an option. And, we have kite outfits on board, so you don't have to bring your own kite outfit.
But okay.
Just make sure that you have, an outfit that with 80 or 100 pound on it, and you can use that for during the day using a 12-ounce torpedo sinker and a nose hook sardine during the day for sinker rig fishing at depth. And so, yeah, bring it all.
Don't bring it all, but for that would be the key.
For two different
25 to 30 pound outfit, 40 to 60 pound outfit, and an 80 to 100 pound.
Yep, that's it.
And kind of maybe a little backup for each one.
Yep.
On a 3-day trip.
Yep.
Are you running that Captain Potato Head trip?
I am going to run that trip. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun trip.
It's always fun.
Always the same.
That's what Dick was about. Was having a good time.
He was like,
you know, you have a good time, and if you catch a fish or two, then that's a bonus.
Yeah, and I know you celebrate his great life there on that trip too, which is really
cool. and a portion of the raffles and that sort of thing goes to pancreatic cancer, so we whatever we raise in raffles and donations, then the searcher matches that, and so we've been sending somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 to pancreatic cancer research.
How cool. That's great. Fantastic. All right. Let's jump into the phones. A line open. You want to get through 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win that $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. Al from Valencia, you're next up. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. Art.
Morning.
Can you give me a little bio background? I know you've been on the search for 35 plus years, but where'd you get your start?
Oh, wow. Back in the early 70s, we used to ride our bikes down to the landings and help. I used to vacuum and clean the wheelhouse for Don Santum on a Vagabond.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, he'd give me a couple bucks to do that, and we'd help scrub the boat and clean the bunks and that sort of thing. And so that's kind of how we started. And then on boats, with Bobby Jason and Kenny Merrill on the new Bluefin. And worked a summer in the galley on the Chabasco for Lee Palm Sport Fishing. And,
wow.
And so that back in the early 70s. And so that's where we got our start, and it's been a great career.
Yeah, and then what?
You know, long range fishing, 1975 on the Royal Polaris when the boat was new in that fall, I started with Steve Loomis and Bill Poole on the Royal Polaris, and that's where I got my sea time, that's where I got my license, and Bill Poole, a mentor of mine, and Steve Loomis, another mentor of mine, you know, just a fantastic fisherman, and, taught me a whole lot. Both of those gentlemen taught me a whole lot. And then Frank Lopresti gave me the opportunity to start the lease purchase with the searcher. So I have a
You were on the Royal Polaris when that happened?
No, that didn't. The searcher thing didn't happen until 1982. But I was the second captain on the searcher.
With Frank?
No. Frank was on the Royal Polaris. Frank took over the Royal Polaris in 77, and so I went on the searcher with Al Rich in 1978 and 79.
Uh-huh.
And then out of the business for a couple years. My daughter was just born and wanted to stay home, and then got back in the business and started operating the searcher in the fall of 1982.
Wow. And
yeah.
Here we are 40 years later.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. So what's the future?
What's the future? You know, I'm the relief guy. Mike is kind of taking over, and we'll see. You know, we're looking at retirement, and that's kind of an open-ended thing. Not sure when that's going to happen, but
can you ever retire from this business, though?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Certainly.
Some guys can. Some guys can't. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's but it's always in your blood.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Got salt water in our veins.
Yeah. There's no question about that for sure. Good question, Al. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a question that we kind of covered before, but I don't want to go into more detail here. And this is from Darren in San Clemente. He wants to know the stateroom setup, and you know, when you have different loads, what's the stateroom setup on the searcher?
Well, 14 cabins, and most of them are two-person cabins.
Two-person. Okay. So you when you have a 14 limit, ultra-limited load, everybody gets their own
cabin. Their own cabin. Yep, yeah. That's correct.
And how do you get the cabin that you want?
When you make a reservation, then you can request a cabin. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's three staterooms on the main deck level. Two are inside the galley. One's on the main deck level, and on the outside in the bow. And then and then there's staterooms aft. The aft compartment is, you know, it's a better ride back there, but you have engine noise. And then
I don't mind that.
The forward cabin is a little less engine noise and maybe a little bit more motion because you're up in the bow.
Right.
They're all air conditioned, and so, you know, you can go online and you can see a schematic of the bunk layout of what cabin, what number it is, and where it is in the boat. And so you can pick that way. Or if you've been on the boat before and you have a favorite cabin, then when you make a reservation, request that cabin.
You can request that cabin.
Uh-huh.
But like on a load of 27, most of them are two-person.
Yes.
But a couple might be three.
Yeah, there's three staterooms that we can put three people in.
Yeah, for like our Let's Talk Hookup Day and a Half. There's a couple of staterooms, yeah, of three.
Absolutely.
And if you want to be in a stateroom with three people,
sure.
Like if a group of three, a family.
Yeah, stateroom 11, 9, 10, or 11 have the most bunks in it.
You
so those would
that.
Be, and those are, you know, right midship. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever thought about doing like a video of the staterooms so people can kind of get a video tour?
We have, but it's, you know,
Kind of
you know, let's face it, they're small.
Yeah, they're
small. So, I mean, it's really difficult.
It's hard to tell one from the other.
Exactly,
Would there be an opportunity kind of maybe during the off season to get on the boat and kind of check it out?
Certainly, yeah. If the boat's tied up and we're not doing anything and you want to come down and just do a tour, then absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can get a feel for what you're really looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Let's jump back on the phones. Jolene from Oceanside. Good morning, Jolene.
Good morning, Pete and Art.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling in about a day and a half trip. We just got in this morning on the producer out of H&M, and we had 26 lady anglers that caught limited yellowtail.
Awesome.
Sweet. And you, Jolene, I know Jolene, and Jolene is like the leader of the pack when it comes to taking lazy fishing, right, Jolene?
semi, but this is a trip that happens every year, and it's a bunch of great gals that love to fish. And Frank, our Captain Frankie on the producer, took us down 80 miles in snotty, snotty conditions, and we had limits by 10:30 yesterday morning.
My goodness. What was the grade, Jolene?
Oh, the grade was anywhere from 10 to 22 pounds. We caught a few Dorado, but mainly it was a yellowtail trip on Big Kill.
Nice. Fantastic. Well, sounds like a great group. And what, the jackpot was 22 pounds?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Anyway,
when's the next trip, Jolene?
Out there.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a charter, a three-day charter in September. But anyway, good fishing. Just thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, Jolene, great to hear from you. Thanks, and glad you got the ladies out there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Here's a question from Matt. He wants to know, he wants to bring his wife on a trip and have her experience long-range fishing, and wants to know what length of trip would you recommend?
Well, a three-day trip is perfect. You get enough fishing time and exposure to, long-range fishing. Three-day trip is great. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, what if somebody has only gone half-day fishing or they've just haven't experienced fishing? Would you still recommend a three-day trip?
Well, you know, we have those day-and-a-half trips. We've been doing day-and-a-half trips with Let's Talk Hookup now for decades, and they're a great introductory trip for long-range fishing. So day-and-a-half, you're going to be on a boat for two nights. You get to fish all day. And from dawn to dusk and then some. And so that's a great introductory trip. If all you've done is half day fishing, maybe you haven't done an overnight or a day and a half trip, but a day and a half trip gives you more fishing time.
Wow, that's fantastic. Taking kids on a 3-day trip, would that be good?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys kind of catered to families, wives, kids, you'll really take good care
absolutely,
of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I, a lot of times people go, oh, I'm not sure I'm ready for a long-range trip. I think if you go, you're going to learn so much, right?
Absolutely,
and you'll be hooked, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you seen that?
A day-and-a-half to three-day trip is perfect, and it's kind of a graduation thing. You go on a half-day trip, and you realize that motion sickness isn't a part of something that would affect you, and so that's kind of the progression. Half day, day and a half, 3 day, 5 day, and then you end up on a 10 day.
Oh yeah, you're hooked.
It happens.
Fully
yeah.
hooked. Yeah. So. Hey, let's go live on the water right now. Mike's on the Tribute. Good morning, Captain Mike.
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, Art.
Morning.
So yeah, we fall somewhere in between most of Art's trips there. Very, very good fishing yesterday. We had limits of Dorado and 80 yellowtail for our 22 angler yellowtail. A couple of slugs up into the 30-pound range.
Wow.
Found our catfish yesterday, limits of Dorado again for day two, and I think we have a little over 50 yellowtail on the boat right now. Looking out the window, we got Dorado jumping around, a few yellowtail hanging. Like Jolene said, a little snotty yesterday, but we made the best of it. Had to make a 40-mile trek this morning from where we were to find this kelp, but It paid off.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, it's just, are the kelps getting fewer and far between, or is it just just the weather that hampered that?
You know, yesterday was choppy. There were a few big kelps that I know of. It was choppy yesterday. There's times where it's blown over 20 knots. Some guys did okay. Some guys had a tough day, but we buoyed this kelp and went in. Figured up for the night and let the guys take a break and have a nice dinner, and then went further than we wanted to for the second day of a two-day trip and found this thing, and it's funny. It's not a very big kelp. It's about 5 foot, but man, it's packing.
Yeah, that was good. That sounds great. And what's on the schedule this week for the Tribute?
Yep. Now we're kind of booked up. There's still some room on our 2.5 day coming up. The Seeker-sponsored trip on the 15th, but it looks like the weather is going to calm down, and I think you're going to see some of these fish counts keep around. We do have a couple, actually, four or five yellowfin mixed in.
Nice. And, you know, the good thing is, like Art said earlier, the fish didn't go anywhere. A little bit of weather for a couple days, it just really didn't affect the fishing, right?
Yeah, the fish are still there. The guys that are up north fishing bluefin are seeing it, but yeah, just rolly conditions, a little harder to get on, and harder to land, especially those bigger bluefin, harder to land them in tough conditions. But they're all here. Water didn't drop, so we're silent.
Gotta love it. All right. Hey, Mike, looking forward to having you on Let's Talk Hookup 1 week from today. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Tribute, how do we do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. TributeSportFishing.com, and always take a look at our Facebook page. We've got pictures up as I catch, and we'll have some more up this afternoon.
Fantastic. All right, Captain Mike, thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate that report, and we'll see you next Sunday. All right, thanks very much. Hey, have a great text from April here in Mount Helix, and she says, if I want to book myself, do you have accommodations for a single woman and that doesn't want to share with a male passenger?
I would talk to Celia or Aaron in the office, okay, and we can do our best, you know, to try and accommodate that, yeah. Or you know, speaking of lady anglers, we have 2 3-day trips every year now with lady anglers, so you consider booking on a lady anglers trip.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
They're in August, prime time, and one's over the weekend and one's during the week, they're sold out this year, but you could get on a wait list and maybe an opening comes up for 2023. But if you're interested in a single cabin, then certainly call the office there and talk to Celia and Aaron, and they'll do their best to accommodate you.
I know Lori from Turner's always sponsors a trip and takes a lot of ladies out, right?
Yeah,
and gives away a lot of prizes on those, right?
And Wendy from Iserline goes along. Yeah, they just came in from their 8-day trip that they sponsor and had a fantastic fishing. And those ladies' trips are a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that would be your best bet is maybe book on one of those or just call Celia and see what's available as far as bunks go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Doug from Montebello's next up. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering about these trips right now. Are you guys looking for kelp patties or also fish being caught off of meter marks?
No, it's primarily yellowtail are all on kelps. Yeah, it's a floating piece of kelp that's basically its own ecosystem, and the yellows get on there and there's a food source there for them, and so they're hanging out on the kelps, and that's where all that yellowtail and dorado are coming from, floating pieces of kelp. Yep.
Are all the kelps holding?
I think that most of them are. Some of them, the fish don't bite, and maybe there's just a few on it. There's, maybe not a great big school on it, in talking to some captains and seeing their reports, there's fish on most of the kelp.
That's cool. You get into the right area, and you're loading up. And the nice thing this year is the grade, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful
it's
fish.
It's been, phenomenal grade for kelps, 12 to 30 pounds. They're beautiful fish.
Wow. Fantastic. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Chris from Pismo wants to know, are there any long-range boats using the Ikijimi wire kit? Are you guys running the wire when you get the bigger bluefin?
We are not. We're spiking the fish and bleeding it and making sure that it's bled out, and then it goes into our RSW.
That's your process, yeah. I know, like some of the boats, like Royal Star, or American Angler, they do use that wire on some of the bigger fish. But spiking and bleeding and on the bigger fish, will you take the
gill and guts?
Gills and guts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How big a fish does it have to be before
you gill? Like 50 pounds or better.
50 pounds or better.
Yeah.
Then you'll gill and gut everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
The guys are good at it.
Yeah.
Just takes a couple minutes, really.
They got it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then it goes right into
30-degree water.
30-degree water.
Salt water.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the fish is kind of suspended animation. Doesn't freeze.
Right.
It just
refrigerated.
Really cold.
Yep.
Very quickly.
Yep.
And then when you get back to the dock, if you've booked your trip, then the processors, like Fisherman's Processing, put it right into an ice bath.
Yeah.
So the stuff
is
always
staying
cold.
Yeah. They have totes at the top of the dock, and it doesn't, from the time it comes out of the fish hole and gets pushed up to the top of the dock is just minutes, and then it goes right into an ice bath there at Fisherman's Processing. And so, Yeah, and most of the processors have that same system.
Yeah.
So it stays cold.
And yeah. the quality of the product is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Hey, thanks a lot for all the texts and the calls. And when we come back, we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate to Cal's and talk more to Art, wrap things up here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, Art's going to do the magic coin flip here. And what do we have?
Call.
Caller, Logan from Whittier. You're the winner.
Logan Flaxigan. Logan.
Lucky Logan wins a $100 Cal's Custom Reel Gift Certificate. Congratulations to Logan and Captain Art Taylor. Great show. Great operation. Searcher Sport Fishing. 2023 schedule up right now. And don't forget the 2020 season schedule. Get on a wait list, right?
Yeah, that's correct. SearcherSportFishing.com. And thanks for the opportunity for participating.
Yeah, and don't forget Tackle Tip Thursday, right?
Yep. YouTube, Search. Searcher Sport Fishing, yep.
Yeah, and so you just go to SearcherSportFishing.com, you subscribe to the YouTube channel,
yep.
And every Thursday, if you subscribe to it, you'll pop up a new Tackle Tip Thursday.
Yeah, and it's on the website as well, and there's a link on the website on how to get there. And, they're in they're all archived, so you can go back and pick one that, about wahoo fishing. Maybe you want to know about wahoo fishing.
Okay.
You can select that and watch the video.
Okay, yep. Lots of different subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can also book online. You can get it on the wait list online at SearcherSportFishing.com. You have this phenomenal guy that does your website.
Yeah,
Because he does our website, too. Chad, designer Chad, fantastic, and it's really well done.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Art. Thanks to you and Celia and the whole crew at Searcher for being such a great operation here and supporting Let's Talk Hookup too. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Andrew for manning the phones. Thanks to Adam for doing what he does on the Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, Wayne Cocoto from CCA will be here. Next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. I'm headed for Queen Charlotte Safaris, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey will be here next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you then right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.